Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
The Bunch of Buddies segment. Bunch of Buddies, B-O-B, Bob. Every phone guest that we have on is referred to as Bob, unless you're a lady, and we'll be calling you Bobby. And the reason we do this is try to help ensure privacy, since we're getting into some pretty personal issues on this particular segment. We go one step further, too, is that we change the pitch of the voice. What issue is it, incidentally? And this is what we're talking about today. What is the issue that pastors in their church fear addressing because they think they may just open up Pandora's box? And pastors will not address this issue until their backs usually are against the wall. In fact, 20 to 30% of pastors struggle with this particular issue. What is the issue that rings true for the church? You know the old adage about the church being notorious for shooting its wounded? Well, maybe it's because with this particular issue, it's easier to condemn than to get down in the mud and the muck with the wounded soldiers and to help the wounded soldiers find their way out of the mess. It's an issue that is hard and dirty work. What are we talking about? Porn. You can be liberated, Stud Muffin, if this thing has its tentacles around you. We've got a phone guest on, Bob, who has gone through a transformation. It is very possible to be liberated. There are many men who are doing this. The problem with porn is that it claims that all sex is good all the time and every how you want it, no matter how much that it degrades another person. And I like the way the Maggie Gallagher says it. It says, the more you want it, the better it is, and the better you are. It is sex abstracted from all its complexity. It is sex stripped of both its grandeur and its squalor. Bob, you know, I think that what has occurred to you or does occur to you is really pretty common to most men. I haven't seen a survey on this or anything like that, but just in my conversations and with my dealings with men and for the struggles in my own life, I believe what you say is pretty common. Wonder why that is for our gender.
You can be macho and just fall right in with everybody else, you know, and you'll get the uplift from them, but all along, you know, it's just, you just feel it dragging you, just tearing you apart inside, but you're not doing anything to fight it. I mean, it hurts.
Here we're talking about, Bob, I'm assuming, a pornography stronghold that you had at one time.
Yes.
How did that stronghold start? I mean, was that something that started early in your life?
I don't think so much early in my life. I think it was probably 10 years, I guess. You know, after I started being away from home so much. Now mind you, now that is in no way an excuse. Especially in the kind of work that I'm in. And I'm not using it as an excuse. Don't anybody mistake that as an excuse, because it's wrong. But I was away from home and riding long trips, you know, here away from home, and let it be known that profanity and pornography and everything, it runs rampant on the boat. I mean, rampant on the boats. And it's no excuse, but men are visually stimulated, you know, and it just, you know, just started out with a few magazines, you know, and next thing you know, you've got movies, and there you go. And it can happen to you in a heartbeat. I mean, a heartbeat. If your guard is down, it'll have you. And don't let anybody think that it won't.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You are not the only man who has struggled in that area, are you?
Oh, no. No, at one time, I would have thought I was, but, you know, but that was just me thinking, and I've long since come to the realization, you know, that I'm not the only one. nor have I ever been the only one that struggled with it or struggled with it.
Don't you think, Bob, also that part of the deliverance that you experienced in this area, and again, it's an ongoing guard that we have to keep up, right? I think for there is a book called Every Man's Battle, and I don't think any man is immune from that if he's normal at all, because really, from the neck down, we're all basically the same, aren't we?
That's right.
But there is real help and real healing in the area of sexual bondage.
Yes, there is.
If and part of that is actually kind of getting the bad stuff on the table, isn't it? And being able to talk to somebody confidentially. And that's one of the reasons that we disguise the voices on this program, is just so somebody can do that. And so that hopefully by you and I talking about this, Bob, that some man in the radio audience right now who is hearing this and is going through this struggle, that we might give that guy some hope. You know, as they say, hope in the present gives power in the future.
If anyone's listening now, please, 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 don't let what happened to me happen to you. If I'm talking to one or a hundred, please look for some help, because it is out there. I found it, and I found a very strong group of men that I can be very straightforward with.
Bob, appreciate your comments.
Thank you, Gary. I enjoyed it very much.
We show love for the world in our lives by worshiping goods we possess. And Jesus says, lay all your treasures aside and love God above all the rest. 'Cause when we say no to the things of the world, we open our hearts to love of the Lord, and it's hard to imagine the freedom we find from the things we leave behind. And when we say no to the things of the world, we open our hearts to the love of the Lord, and it's hard to imagine the freedom we find from the things we leave behind.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.